This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Fine dining. The search for the most mediocre restaurant in America is a podcast where Michael Ornelas is traveling the country, eating at all the chain restaurants in search of the perfectly average 5 out of 10 dining experience. The objective middle threshold of where bad becomes good. His most recent episode featured guests Marissa Pinson and John Glover as they review Costco's food court. It's a two-part episode that covers everything from discontinued menu items to how many hot dogs they could fit in their mouths. Head on over to linktree.com/fine dining podcast and click Bees giveaway to enter for an all-expense-paid trip to your local Applebee's. The current frontrunner for the most mediocre restaurant in America at a 5.02 out of 10 for you and up to three of your friends. And you can watch or listen to Fine Dining on your platform of choice while you're there. Enter by May 1st and the winner will be announced on the May 8th Chipotle episode. Asterisk $50 will be provided for transportation along with a $200 Applebee's gift card.
Welcome to a Funny Feeling Podcast. I'm Betsy Sodaro.
And I'm Marcy Jarro. This is a podcast where comedians tell us their paranormal experiences, and we listen to yours as well.
Oh, yeah. And if you have one of these paranormal experiences that you want to share with us, please email it to us at funnyfeelingpod@gmail.com.
Now get cozy.
And prepare yourself to be scared silly.
This is a Funny Feeling Podcast. Hit it.
Ooh, Marcy.
Betsy.
I got a fun one.
You got a fun story for me?
I got a fun one. Imagine this, Marcy.
Okay, let me put my little imagination cap on.
A goddamn zoo that's haunted.
Oh, no. With animal ghosts?
No. And that okay. is even said of like, they still have not seen any animal ghosts, people ghosts.
Okay.
Haunting a zoo. That's what I'm talking about. It's the Linkin Park Zoo
Linkin
in Chicago.
Park. Oh, my God.
Named after your favorite band.
And
the park is named after your favorite band, Linkin Park.
My favorite. But this is really great for me because my favorite nail polish color, it's called Linkin Park After Dark.
What?
Yeah.
There you go.
Zoo.
Because this is After Park Zoo. Okay. So before it was a zoo, and so we're talking like 1840s and 50s.
Okay.
The area was a fucking cemetery. Like in the, like the cemetery for the city of Chicago, like right in the middle.
So Linkin Park was a cemetery.
Yes. With over 35,000 bodies buried.
Jeez
there.
Louise.
And so kind of just like, yeah, like in the middle of the city.
Yeah.
So around Civil War time, you know, those dates.
I know them exactly.
Civil War time, people started to sort of, they started to get sick of having the cemetery be right in the middle of their city.
You took the like heart of the city and put yeah. all the dead bodies there.
And also one scientist was like, hey, it's also too close to our water source.
Oh.
So people are gonna get fucking sick.
Do you know what's crazy about that? That people did not know that. To like, oh, we can't have dead bodies by our, when my cat knows that.
Oh,
do you
yeah.
know I can't put my cat's water fountain by his food because cats know instinctually to not get water from where dead whatever they eat is.
Are you serious?
Animals know it. Then why the fuck don't people building cities in the 1800s?
I mean, we were trash.
We were so trash.
I mean, did you read Devil in the White City?
No.
It's really great. There's
can't.
A whole description of Chicago at like the turn of the century where they're just like, yeah, the streets are just filled with shit.
Oh, you're
animal
idiots.
And human shit. And you're just
idiots.
Like walking along. Carts are just fucking, it's
disgusting.
Nasty.
We're nasty.
Anyways.
Go for it.
So they decide, yeah, let's relocate the cemetery like more out of town and less in the center. So they start to move all of them. or all the bodies.
Yikes.
But they don't get all of the bodies. Because, you know, that's impossible.
It's too hard.
It's too hard. So they're like, let's turn it into a park and a zoo. And boom, we got ourselves a haunted zoo, baby.
Hell yeah, hell yeah.
So both zoo goers and zoo workers have seen various people in Victorian garb wandering around the zoo. One woman ghost in particular wears a white dress and she likes to chill around the lion's house, including the ladies' room in the basement of the lion's house.
Oh, there's a ladies' room in the basement of the lion's house?
You know, probably where you can go.
Oh, yeah, I get it. Because yeah, because they're usually, you can see like, oh, this is where the water feature is.
Yeah, something like that. But yeah, people will see her in the mirror and then turn around and nobody's there.
Oh, my God.
Another bathroom ghost.
I will say this. A lot of bathroom ghosts. Second thing I'm going to say is, wouldn't it be scarier if you saw a lion behind you in the ladies' room?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
That would be such a funny trick, though, to have like what looks like a lion specter behind you in the ladies' room.
That would be really funny. That would be so fucking scary. Turn around and there's a damn lion. That's horrifying. Okay. Oh, yeah. Also, both zoo goers and zoo workers often hear footsteps, disembodied voices, doors slamming. They've seen classic like lights flickering, you know, stuff like that. There's also apparently, and this is really creepy, a floating pocket of negative energy.
Ew.
At like different locations throughout the zoo.
Oh.
Where people will walk through it and get like physically ill.
Oh.
Isn't that eerie?
Yeah.
That's so creepy.
A floating pocket.
Ew, a floating pocket of negative energy.
Ew.
Ew, isn't that nasty? I took that straight from, I don't know, a website, which I'll tell you later. Okay. So, in 1962, they were putting up a new barn at the zoo and they uncovered a body. So they hit up the cops and stuff to be like, what do we do with this body? And the cops were like, I don't know what you do with the body. So they reburied the body and then built the barn over that body.
Well, that doesn't seem to be what you should do with the body.
I know. This is the 60s, man. People were just down to smoke pot and fuck and bury bodies.
Zoo builders were like, dude, we're all about free love.
Flower man, flower power. So there's a lot of shit that happens around this barn. Lots of funky, scary EVPs, like clearly connecting with the living world, you know, where they'll ask questions and they'll get like proper answers to those questions.
That's
and
really
everything.
Cool.
There's apparently, I was watching a little video about it. This one, there's like this woman spirit who's fucking mean. Like, and is just fucking having fun and fucking around with them. Like, there's, they were saying there's in this barn, it has like an interactive computer system where it's a bug where it says like touch screen to begin. And it's just like a funny little like machine where it's like touch screen to begin, you know.
Yes.
That. And they were doing an EVP session and a bunch of different spirits kept going touch screen to begin. Isn't that wild?
Oh, that's funny.
So they're having fun.
They're making fun of
that machine. Finally, let's get back at those machines. They're taking over. So, yes, they've heard a ton of different voices laughing and talking, and people have been touched by stuff.
Yeah.
You know, creepy stuff. So this is a very big hotspot, this barn is. So, this place is super haunted. It was built on a damn cemetery, but there's also a bridge really close to it that a lot of people have killed themselves on. themselves on, like through jumping or hanging.
Oh, no.
To the point where on postcards in the early 1900s, it's a picture of this beautiful bridge and it straight up says suicide bridge. Like everybody's just like, yeah, that's suicide bridge. That's where you go to take care of yourself. So people are thinking that also might be fueling the energy of this area.
I gotta say, as someone who hopes one to be a ghost, like how nice to be at a zoo.
What a one. Oh my God. Imagine getting to like be a ghost with elephants.
And you can't like, you can't get hurt by the animals because you're already dead.
And that you know they sense you.
Yeah. So you're like, oh, hi. I'm here. You can't do anything.
Hello.
I'm winning. Finally.
I'm going to swim with some penguins.
Yo, I love that.
Isn't that fun?
That's really fun. So I mean, it's very spooky.
Very spooky.
I wonder how many little kids, because it's like the zoo's got to be full of little kids. And like how many
kids see stuff.
Yeah, what else kids see? That's really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's the Lincoln Park Zoo.
The Lincoln Park Zoo.
Yeah. And I got a lot of the info from cntraveler.com and Teresa's Haunted History blogspot.
Teresa's Haunted History. I love her. That's really cool. So, hey guys, if you have your own paranormal story about a haunted zoo or anything from aliens, psychics, oof, weird dreams,
yeah,
urban legends of your hometown, whatever you
or
got.
Or has your pet done something weird?
Yeah.
Let us know.
Tell us. Email us.
Have you
us
ever seen a lion in a mirror? Let us know.
Email us at funnyfeelingpod@gmail.com.
Yeah. Rate, review, listen, subscribe.
Tell a friend.
Tell a friend. Yeah.
Watch out. There's a line.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
I think it sounded so good.
I bet we made people crash their cars. Just be like, what the fuck?
Well, it's because we're so excited about
so
our
excited
guest. Oh my God. Okay, we know her intimately, inside and out.
Inside, outside, all around.
All around.
She's the best.
She's the one of the funniest,
we
nicest
got
people.
Wild watching her at her wedding.
Oh my gosh.
She's the best.
She's in Search History with
hell
us.
Yes.
On Sundays at 11 p.m. It used to be Franklin. She writes with me on Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh, yeah.
Madeline Walter.
Hello.
I'm so happy to be on this podcast. I am so happy to have you on.
We're so fucking pumped.
I'm so excited. I really had not had any real paranormal experiences to speak of, and then like just this past year I finally did, and it made me so
what?
I was like, I can go.
Oh,
I can do it now.
My God.
Really?
Yes.
Is that, oh my God.
Is that when the ghost pushed you down running yesterday? Just so you know, Madeline came to my house and she has bandages all over the left side. No, the right side
of her body. Yeah.
She fell running.
I fell down.
And you doctored yourself.
Yes. Then okay. This is not the first time I've fallen down running. I mean, it's stupid because
it's uneven surfaces around LA.
These
so that's
sidewalks
part of it, I think.
Knuckin' futz, man.
Yes.
The roots are breaking. Yes. They're crazy.
Yes. I was listening to your podcast when I fell down.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Was it a spook?
I thought maybe. I was listening to the one, it was like a while ago, but the one where you were talking about the ghost in the Pantages. And the story was about a lady fell down.
Oh,
and I think
shit.
That the Pantages ghost helped her.
Yes.
So for a minute, I was like, is this a Pantages ghost? But
helping
then I was like,
you.
He's a helper, not a pusher.
Were you near the Pantages?
It was a Beechwood.
Okay.
Oh, that's pretty close.
In the hood. It wasn't like, if it was in front of the Pantages, that would be crazy.
That would have been very weird. What if you did go on your runs on Hollywood Boulevard?
And you just, like, part of your run was you darting around people?
To Sunset Strip.
Past.
Oh my God.
I like to run on the Walk of Fame.
That always blows my mind whenever I see people in big cities, like where it's really you know, like kind of the touristy area where it's assume, why would you come running?
I assume robber. That's a robber.
Robber?
That's a robber.
Oh, yeah.
I scream, you're a robber.
Yeah. And if you just put on clothes that look vaguely like exercise clothes, you can run away from someone and nobody thinks you're suspicious.
So true.
Also, there is something really funny. I've seen men do this more than any other gender. But I've seen men run in pants.
It's crazy. I have
like jeans like and jeans. Shit. I've seen that and it fucking scares the shit out of me.
It's crazy.
I assume they're just like, hey, they're making it work on their terms or killers.
There's a lady.
I think killers.
Yeah.
At my gym who was on the elliptical in a trench coat. Because I work. Upsetting. I go to this LA Fitness that's very cheap and full of lunatics.
Yes.
Just how you like it.
I love it. It's the best. There was somebody taking a full nap. Lying on his side. Like you could see the Z's coming out of his mouth practically.
Just sleeping on his dream.
Just dreaming about beds and sleeping in beds. Oh my God. Those places get wild.
I think that's just a homeless person though, right?
Maybe.
I think it's or a homeless just a person who can afford a gym membership, but not an apartment because there's a big disparity.
Yes.
Correct. And that's pretty smart.
So they can go nap and shower there.
Yeah.
And keep hot.
Keep hot.
Yes.
You gotta keep hot.
Keep hot.
Well, I'm amazed that you had a paranormal experience this year.
I can't believe it. I've wanted one forever.
Oh my God.
Have you not even told me about it? Have you been holding on to it?
I told you about it a little bit, but I didn't tell you the full extent of it. Because it was when Ben and I, for all you listeners, Ben's my husband.
Yeah.
It was when Ben and I were staying in an Airbnb not far from here.
That's right.
It's that.
So I do know about that. I just have a bad memory. My brain is like full of holes.
You don't know all the details. I saved some details.
Great.
I'm so excited.
Before we get into that, I'm going to ask you the same question that I ask all of our other guests, which is what, if anything, do you believe about the paranormal?
Yeah. I believe it's weird. So I believe in ghosts. Big time.
Yeah.
And I think I believe that there is like that they're all around us and that like most of the time they're not for us to see. And like I will often say I would like to see a ghost, but I do think there's like a part of me that is like scared enough and it might like I might be undone if I were to see one.
Yeah.
And so I think that's why I haven't seen one.
Yeah.
That's fucking scary to think about. Like, what if I just then go off my rocker?
Yes. Because I think I might. I think, like, it might be too much.
It makes you start just being like, oh, fuck. If this, then what else is real? Yeah. Even though I believe in it, but it's still like, I don't know if I need that much of a nudge more into believing it.
I will say that I think from hearing enough stories that most people, when it happens, they think they're just seeing a person.
Yeah.
And then all the other pieces come into place when they're like, wait, they were wearing what? And then they didn't have no legs. You know, like.
I do think I've seen one ghost.
Oh my God.
And it was a time, because I also sometimes think I'm not relaxed enough to see a ghost.
Okay.
Like, I hear that.
Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
You're vibrating at like a really high frequency.
Yes. And I think that I'm just a little too tightly wound. And I think that like the one time I became relaxed enough to see a ghost, I was doing this super woo-woo bananas acting camp in New York City. It was in college. It was like the summer between my junior and senior year, and it was like this like acting intensive, and I was staying in this like weird like NYU dorm, which you know is in like some old building that's been there forever. And one of our classes was doing all this chakra work. You know, and it was taught by this like teeny tiny overly sexual woman whose whole goal was to just kind of like make you loose enough that like you would cry grunt.
Where they're unrelease your jaw and then like people would start sobbing and like
exactly. All right. And I let me tell you, I cried almost every day. I'm such an easy cry. Once you like, you know, once you do sort of relax me,
yes,
you know, it'll be like tears in a second.
Oh.
And so I'd been doing this for weeks because it was like at least a month long program,
yeah,
maybe more. And so I was like just in my body in this like weird way that I don't think, yeah, I ever was or have been since.
Yeah.
And I remember like sleeping in my weird dorm room and I was on my back. And I remember like my teacher was saying that like your, like the front of your body is like the most vulnerable. And I like, I don't sleep on my back, but I kind of was falling asleep on my back. And then I did see a dark shadowy figure in the doorway of that dorm.
Oh shit.
And then I kind of was like, get up, you gotta get up. And then I like sort of woke up and was like, okay, well, it's not there, we're back to regular.
Oh my god.
And yeah, a freaky little shadow person, yeah, too.
That's what makes me think that were I to be that sort of physically relaxed and kind of
I think I could connect
and see more of what is, whoa, going on in the, yeah, in the paranormal.
I've never
world.
Thought of it like that, but that makes sense.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right? That, yeah, makes so much sense.
I mean, also just like, or being so out of your element too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that could be part of it. Who knows?
Yeah. Ugh. I know. It was just like it was one of those time periods that I think like, you kind of only get to have in college where, yes, like you're just, your mind is open and there are like so many new ideas and you don't know how full of shit so many grownups, yeah, are,
oh
too.
My
so you
God.
Kind of believe all of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so I just think like my synapses were like a little more open than they normally are.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I think it kind of like just like propped that door open.
Whoa.
The Shadow Man door.
Yeah, the Shadow Man
door. The Shadow Man door. Yeah. Just waiting,
wow,
for those acting students,
yeah,
yeah, to unlock their, yeah, jaw and start crying and then, oh, it's game on.
Yeah. And then my one, whoa, like roommate who was just wasted all the time and she would just be like, because also like I didn't drink, so she would be like passed out and I would be like awake and open and,
yes,
see ghosts.
What, whoa, year were you in New York?
That was, so I it was the summer before I graduated. So it was the summer after my junior year, before my senior year. So that would have been 2006.
Oh, so when I was there.
Yeah.
I saw you. That was me. That was me. I'm a stinker.
Why didn't you,
you know me. I'm a real antagonist.
Oh, yeah. I forgot you had that job where you're just supposed to scare NYU students in,
yeah,
the summer.
It's called, yeah, yeah, the scared gay program. It's
not scared gay. You're trying to scare people gay?
Yeah. It's not scared straight. We're more liberal than that in the program. We're, yeah, scaring you queer.
Yeah.
So outside of like ghosts and stuff, mm-hmm, what else do you believe in?
Oh,
like,
yeah,
aliens or?
Can I tell you, I don't believe in aliens.
Okay.
I feel I've heard you say this at Weird Gross.
Yes, because I hate space.
Okay.
Yes, I think it's
because I hate space. Yes,
I think it's boring.
This, okay, is why,
and so, I don't, okay, think there's anything there. I think it's actually nothing.
How can, but
so keep,
how did we come about?
Big Bang.
Okay, and then in the whole universe, only one people, one group of people.
I think so, but I don't know. But I couldn't tell you why.
Okay,
I think this.
I just want to like dissect this a little,
yes,
bit. Do you think you are afraid of space, bored of space, or great, that's
can
all.
Can I know? Here's what it is, I think, actually. I think my disbelief in another planet comes from a place of pessimism because I feel like it's a thing that we always say when we're like, this world is crumbling, like everything is so bad. I feel like people will be like, but there are millions of other planets out there, almost as a way of saying like the argument that we're so small sometimes feels like a bad excuse to me to just,
whoa,
like,
yeah,
treat this planet and other people however we want. And I think that like, I almost, like, this sounds insane, but I almost feel like we, like, haven't, like, I feel like it's almost like a cop-out to think there's something else out there. Because I think, like, I don't know if we've, like, earned the right to another planet where there's, like, other people or beings walking around. So like, that sounds insane now that I...
You think that there are no other inhabitable planets.
Marcy's having a beautiful mind moment right now.
That are on the same... It's like analogous to... believing that there's no online dating to me. like something about it, like there's always something. It's like you're the reason why you think it is like similar to like people being able to like just cut and run and like have another option.
Yes.
That's interesting because I have never thought about aliens or other inhabitable planets as another option. I think of them.
Yeah.
It's sort of like
I thought it's like religion in that sense. Or just like, well, there's something else. Don't worry.
Sort of like a
relaxing thing,
like a safety net, or or like something
like an ant doesn't know about a shark. Yes. That's what I think it is. Yes. I think it's an ant doesn't know about a shark.
I think that. I mean, that makes sense to me, but at the same time, so the reason I don't like space or care about it, is kind of because there are so many places and things on this planet that I think would blow my mind just as much as another planet. I've like never been to Japan.
Yeah.
And it feels crazy to be curious about another planet when I've like never even seen Tokyo. Or that like, you know, I'll go to like, I went to like La Jolla a couple months ago and I was like, wow, wait, I've never seen this before. Yes. Yeah. I will like go into a different Walgreens and be fucking thrilled that the layout is different.
So it's,
lack of belief comes from a fundamental lack of curiosity.
No, I think it's that you're so hyper curious that you can't let yourself delve into that other thing, which is so vast and infinite.
Yes. Because,
like, there's just too much.
It's hard to.
There's too much to wonder.
Yeah.
I've always believed a little too much in what is actually in front of me. And I think it maybe makes me shut myself off to the possibilities of like a whole different paradigm. Yes.
That makes sense.
Because it's terrifying.
Yes. Yeah. You can't. Yes. You just can't go there.
Yes.
You're just like not willing to.
Because I hate space.
Yeah. Why do you hate it?
It's so scary.
Yeah.
I think I hate it because it is such a like, I can't understand it. There's fucking creepy shit out there.
Yes. See, that's how I feel about the ocean.
And I feel that same way about the ocean. I fucking hate the ocean.
Scary.
I want nothing to do with it. Yeah. It's horrifying. I find them pretty much the same.
I could see that. They're like these unknown places.
They got weird shit in them.
That we can see, but we can't fully explore yet.
And I don't want to. I'd rather just explore this earth than...
Yeah, I don't want to be a fucking astronaut.
I don't know why
you're being like this.
You've been trying to train.
I don't think that there are aliens because I want to like meet somebody on another planet and live there with him. That way, I don't because I shitted up my house too much. I just think that that statistically, it's probable there to be another form of life, even if it's not. Similar to humanoid existence, there must be something else out there. Some other thing that has a life cycle. Yeah.
Because that just looking at our planet, there are so many
things.
Different species that's gotta be happening on other planets.
I really think it's more a matter of Madeline cannot let herself go there.
I think so. It's a little bit same as ghosts, which I can like a little bit more wrap my brain around that they exist because they kind of, in my mind, look like a clear person. So like, I think an alien
is just,
it's just too, I think it's almost kind of too good to be true. I really think it would be so cool if there was like another planet full of things that like, but maybe don't look like us, but at least could walk. I think that would be so cool, but I think it's not true. I think maybe there's a planet of like little pieces of dust that like have like, you know, an amoeba like
sense
of life.
Yeah. For sure.
I mean,
that's
guess
an alien.
If I think about it, I think there's probably I would say in the whole universe, which
it's
I think is
big.
Fucking huge.
Yeah.
There's probably a dozen or so planets that have life.
Just a dozen?
Let's That's just so say little. At least minimum.
Okay.
Minimum, at least a dozen, and they're maybe in various stages of like beginning of like amoebas or end where like things are dying off. It's like they're all that it must run the gamut of of that sort of thing, and that like maybe they're nothing like us, maybe they're more like butterflies, maybe
they could be whatever,
bunch of cats
I hope there's a dog planet.
Bunch of wolves.
Ooh, bunch of wolves.
Who even knows? Because, like, we can't conceive of it. But I think, I don't know. It just seems like there has to be something else out there. There's just too much of it for it to be all empty. Yeah.
I guess, like, I'm realizing maybe my problem is I don't care.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's like, okay.
We talked about it so long for you not to care. I'm so sorry.
No. I think my feeling about space is, like, too big, too empty.
We got
if I can't conceive of it, then like let me just go to a new Walgreens and walk around the aisles and achieve my sense of wonder. That
one of those is sushi.
Yes,
it's not on your list.
It's
right
not
now.
Not on my list.
You know, I feel That's that way about a lot of stuff. Like I feel that way about like all the Fast and the Furious movies.
Yes,
they're not on my list.
Yes. Me too. Yeah. They've never been on my list.
They're
either.
Not on our list.
No. And I don't know why.
No, they're just not.
Now, what do you guys do? How do you feel about other dimensions?
Yeah, I think that's a thing.
Like, I think so. Especially just like after hearing so many stories. I think so because it's also like, why not?
Why not?
Why not?
Also,
and what the hell is deja vu?
Do I even know that what a dimension is?
No, just like Kurt Vonnegut, like Slaughterhouse-Five.
I've been watching, I have to say, I think nobody shares this opinion, but I love the OA.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, I've never watched it.
I want to say it's great, but I've hardly ever encountered another person who doesn't hate it. And think it's like and like both like bad and stupid and felt sold out by the end.
Whoa, yeah.
But it deals with, it's all about different dimensions and like interdimensional travel and the way like our dimension interacts with another slightly different dimension. And I just can't get enough of it. I love that shit.
I love that you love that.
Yeah. It's so, it's like.
So dimensions feels more, because it's just like, well, it's this, but
it's
happening.
Here on this earth.
It's happening in another like space continuum.
I think I need, for something to be interesting to me, I need some kind of touchstone where I can like trace it back to our world somehow.
Yes.
Like I think that's why like even just like going to another city or country is interesting to me, because I love that feeling of, oh, this is kind of like my home, but a little different.
Yes.
Like, I love packages of foods in other languages.
Oh,
it's so stupid, but like,
I love it so much. And even if they taste the same, you're like, it tastes different.
Yes. Every time I go to another place, I love to go to a McDonald's just because I'm like, how is it different?
Yep.
I totally went to McDonald's when I was in Italy.
Yes.
Because I got sick of eating Italian food.
Wild.
I also got Chinese food when I was in Italy. I was just like, I just need a break.
A lot of times, they've got great food all over.
Yeah, it's just like, you don't have to just eat like the pasta.
I had really good Italian food in Japan.
Yeah. Ooh.
It was awesome.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was like, Italian people running it and stuff, and it was unbelievable.
That's awesome.
It was really good.
So wait, we didn't even get to touch on like, do you believe in any other things? Like
Bigfoot or whatever.
Psychics, gnomes.
Oh, yeah. Have you done psychic stuff?
I have not, but I believe in it. I've done like casual, like I have friends who pull tarot and I've like done that. And I don't know if I've ever been to a proper psychic who I've paid, but I believe in it.
Yeah.
A lot. And I also really believe in like horoscopes and like astrology stuff. I'm not super like well versed in it, but I do feel like those kinds of things, when I read them, they like always like seem to like resonate And like, I'm one of those like dumb bitches who believes Mercury and is it like when I fell down yesterday, the first thing I thought was Mercury.
It wasn't in retrograde.
So
it
funny.
Wasn't Mercury.
It wasn't.
No, sorry. It turned direct last week.
It did.
Yeah.
It turned direct.
Well, then I don't know what the heck
it's
is
probably
wrong.
Some
yeah.
sort of moon.
I
or
mean,
the
if it's happened more than once, I
moon.
Think we know who the pattern is. No shade. Okay, yeah.
What's your zodiac sign?
I'm a Taurus.
She's okay. gonna kill you yeah. now. That's how she kills people. She's the new zodiac killer.
I'm the new zodiac killer.
Do you know what are some of the things about Taurus like that you really identify
yeah.
with?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. A Taurus is like the words they always use for Taurus are like loyal, kind of like almost think of Taurus as like a real slow and steady.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
You know, like sort of a lot of people will say like grounded, which I don't know exactly what that means. But it like a Taurus to me, the description does feel like a big old ox or whatever.
Yeah.
Bull,
yeah.
A Taurus bull.
I think bull. It's the bull.
Bull. Yeah. Yeah.
It's
yeah,
like working like, hard.
Working
and,
hard. Yeah. Yeah. Just like not. It doesn't like really run super hot or cold. Like.
Yeah.
Just. But. But we'll have a real.
I hate the color red.
I hate the color red. When all my friends get together in the streets of Pompalome. So yeah, I'm a Taurus.
What's your sign, Betsy?
Gemini.
Oh, yeah, you're two faced.
I don't know much about it. Two faced. Two oh. personalities, and I think that is pretty spot on.
Yeah.
Mm. Or like,
what's the second face like?
Quiet and not angry, but like really just not shut down either, but just
there's a fiery Betsy.
There is a fiery
I've
Betsy.
Seen,
yeah.
Or yeah. like, yeah, angry Betsy.
Yeah.
It's in a car, rare. She gets road rage.
Oh, yeah. As soon as I get in a car, I'm fucking screaming my tits off. People are so bad at driving.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where my other side comes out. But.
And, yeah.
What
I'm
are
a,
you?
I'm a Sagittarius. And that
What's
is.
What's that, a ram?
It's like the archer in the sky,
and, you, way
and
off.
Someone has described it to me as like, you know, always moving forward, but you can imagine almost like a trail of fire behind them. Like,
yeah,
like oh. I kind of just like keep like it's all everything is forward and like
yeah,
like I'm always looking to the future
the
and just sort of like a lot of like passion and like that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's yeah. That feels accurate.
And I think we're supposed to be kind of like nurturers and all that stuff too.
Yeah, I can yeah. see that.
That feels right.
Yeah, I think it,
yeah.
I have a lot of my stuff set, like in my birth chart. A lot of my shit's in Sagittarius.
Oh, like rising and all that. Yeah,
yeah. It's like almost all. It's really crazy.
That's really crazy.
Yeah. I never looked at one of those.
I'm like, fuck the world. Woo! Let's go forward. Also, now that I'm on antidepressants, I like
yeah.
find that even more
even
so.
Even more.
Because
oh,
I'm
interesting.
Like, especially like recently, I'm like, oh yeah, I'm back to like a funner version and more like.
That's so great.
Yeah. You can really get to your fire signs, guys. Go get your, go get your medicine.
I gotta look at my fire sign.
Let's take a quick break.
Yeah.
Did you know that nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about, I don't know, like 5 different subscriptions. I could not believe when they showed me how many I was paying for each month. And they tell me when something's coming up too. What a shocker. Between streaming services, fitness apps, and delivery services, it's never ending. And thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on the ones I've forgotten about. And, you know, I've been trying to save money and it seems like my bank account, it was stuck. So I gave Rocket Money a try and it turns out that I was paying for a bunch of stuff that I didn't need. And Rocket Money helped me cancel some of those. And now I'm finally starting to see my account balance going up again. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of expenses. I can see all my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. I love how the dashboard shows me this month's spending compared to last month, so I can clearly see my spending habits. Plus, they help me create a custom budget and keep my spending on track. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/funnyfeeling. That's rocketmoney.com/funnyfeeling. rocketmoney.com/funnyfeeling. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been in therapy for years now. I go every single week. I don't even ever want to miss a week because it's so important for keeping me on track, especially during times where things are kind of tough, you know? It's really good to have a therapist you trust as a sounding board. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/afunnyfeeling today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, help.com/afunnyfeeling. Welcome back to our friends over at Diet Smoke. Diet Smoke has sold over 10 million THC gummies across the U.S. for a reason. With strengths ranging from 10 milligrams to 150 milligrams, Diet Smoke promises you'll find your favorite THC gummy. The team at Diet Smoke sent us some gummies, and we love them. My favorite is the cherry lime gummies. They are delicious, and whether you want something strong to unwind, a euphoric boost to keep you going, or a light dose for a mellow high, Diet Smoke has you covered. You know how you're looking to feel, and their weed sommeliers are on call 24/7 to help you get there. Diet Smoke is so confident in their gummies, they'll let you try them for free. You heard that right, free. Exclusive to Funny Feeling listeners, go to dietsmoke.com/free. Pay $2.99 for shipping and get your free pack. It will arrive at your door in 48 hours. And if you already know and love Diet Smoke, use code FUNNYFEELING at checkout for 50% off any item. Don't settle for less. Join the Diet Smoke community and discover the buzz for you. Visit dietsmoke.com/free. Free today to get your free gummies and enjoy your journey to cannabis bliss. And we are back.
Yeah.
Oh boy, Betsy, you ransacked my house.
I did. That was my bad side.
That was your Gemini.
Gemini bad side.
Madeline, can you please tell us the story?
I'm so excited.
I made some notes so I didn't forget any of the parts.
Yes. Oh my God.
Because this is a story that Ben and I like experienced. Like the story is about sort of our collective and separate experiences staying in this creepy Airbnb.
Okay. Awesome.
And so I discussed it with him last night to make sure I wasn't missing any of the parts
gotcha,
of the story.
Gotcha.
Oh, awesome.
So last fall, I think maybe like around September, Ben and my apartment had some black mold in it. I'm really painting a good portrait of myself. Band-aids all over my arm, home with black mold.
It was like, that black mold for a while.
It's not like you caused it, though.
No, yeah. No. But maybe I'm doing something to attract this kind of energy into my life. I don't know. So Ben and I, our home had some black mold in it. And wait, hold on. My phone keeps going to sleep because it's on low battery. That won't do. Okay.
That won't do.
That will not do.
Simply won't do.
And so So it was like a Saturday. It was like a Saturday evening, and we had just gotten the call from our landlord that like the tests came back from this mold test, Jesus. And that like our house did indeed have mold in it, and like he had this like huge elaborate plan for how to remove it, and it like felt just like not safe to be in our home.
Oh, yeah. God, yeah.
And so, and I like Will. That is the kind of thing. Like I'm a hypochondriac, so like this is the kind of thing that Will. Like make me go just a little crazy. Like I'm sure it would have been fine for us to like sleep in our living room for a couple of nights.
Yep.
But in my mind, I was like, one more night in this house and we will be contaminated.
Yep.
Irreversibly. I need to save my family.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
That's great.
And so I like looked up this Airbnb and it was like, I was looking for somewhere close to us.
Did you look up Airbnb or Scarebnb?
Shit, Betsy.
Yeah!
Betsy! Is that our new $1 trillion Dab. Idea?
Honestly.
Dab, that's a new idea.
Well, it's like a new...
Fuck, yes.
Fear tactics? What? Fear factor? What's the one, that prank show where they make people scared?
Fear.
Yeah.
On MTV?
Yeah.
Remember Fear?
Yes.
It was, it's on YouTube.
Oh my God, we're going to start
it's on YouTube.
Buying haunted houses.
A new one
houses.
Called Scarebnb. Where you torment people for a whole weekend.
Oh my God.
There we go. That's okay, our, copyright.
Yeah. Copyright. You guys have it.
Trillionaires.
It's okay. All three of us. Yeah. We're going on Shark Tank tonight.
They're going to be like, but how are ghosts, real? We'll be like, we don't know, dude.
We don't know.
Okay. So,
we looked at this Airbnb. It was in Los Feliz, like right close to where
we are
right now, like blocks away. And I like submitted the request to stay there. It came back within 15 minutes. They were like, yes, you can stay in this house. Normally it would be the kind of thing where I'd be like, well, what's the catch? But I was desperate for us to like not sleep in our apartment that night. And so we packed up some bags and like went to this Airbnb. And Ben has always been like a little creeped out by even normal Airbnbs. And I'm like usually like, it's fine. Yeah. But this was a situation where we were both like super on board because we were just, we felt desperate.
Yeah.
The first like weird little thing was the code to the building, I think was 911 to get into the building. Which was like, you know, that's like Ben was like, that's creepy. And I was like, you're crazy.
it's fun.
It's fun. It's the
it's easy
international
to
sign for emergencies.
Yeah.
Oh God. Okay.
It was really, so it was like a little creepy. It was like an old building, and it was like the kind where like there was like a front door, and then you went down a sort of creepy carpeted hallway, and then like there was like an interior entrance to the apartment.
Okay.
And the second thing we noticed was that this was the Scientologist's apartment. And it was like full like,
and that's the scariest thing for people in LA. If you don't live here, you probably don't think about Scientology a lot. We think about it constantly out here, and it's scary to us. Sorry for any Scientologists listening.
Yes. Also, like, which, you know, I don't know
maybe
much about
Scientology.
Maybe
we just don't understand, and you got to reach out to Betsy specifically and like try to get her to be part of it.
Me?
It does feel like the Scientology does imply like a connection to something a little bit not in our on our plate of existence.
Yes. Because of the aliens.
Yes. And their Wi-Fi password was something that had to do with the aliens. Like we like looked it up and it was like some
Xenu,
like a different race.
69.
Like something like that. Yeah. There were Scientology like books out.
Yeah.
And then I locked myself out of that apartment. which I failed to mention this earlier. I also locked myself out this morning.
Madeline's locked out of her house
so
right now.
So when you see in the picture that goes with this episode, the reason I'm wearing exercise clothes and look crazy is because I locked myself out today. we went to like pick up our an extra key, and the woman who like was renting the Airbnb out lived in an apartment building right next to that huge Scientology complex in Echo Park. This one that we saw a full like line of adults being escorted there.
Yes.
And it's like that. So she lived in like, so it was like true blue, like, you know, real Scientologists.
So the
third thing we noticed is the whole bedroom was in the basement. So it was
normal.
It was built as a one bedroom apartment, but they had recently renovated it and opened up this previously defunct basement of this building to make it into a bedroom. A bedroom that had no windows.
No, that's illegal.
Yeah, yeah, a concrete floor, like a concrete, like blood mopping floor. And no way to get out. So like, if, for example, someone had been upstairs, you would have been trapped in that basement. No exits.
That's why they're like, please come stay here. It's illegal to rent this.
It's against code. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a total murder basement. And on the listing, the guy had said, we got this new basement bedroom. You can sleep upstairs, but I find the basement to be very comforting. I feel like I am lulled to sleep as though I'm in the bottom of a ship.
Oh,
who wants to be there?
There's this creepy
you and him real quick. Yes. Like, it feels like such a Stephen King thing of like in the ad being like, yeah, please, go sleep down there.
Yeah. Yeah. Any kind of like, was there a bed upstairs?
There was.
Okay. Good. Okay.
So we could have slept upstairs, but had I been in my right mind, I would have been like, let's just sleep upstairs.
Yeah.
But we were like, so rattled by our apartment. We're so exhausted. And so we go down to this basement bedroom, and I don't sleep great like my first night in a new place. Like, I'm not.
Yeah.
Like, I really expected to have a sleepless night, and I slept like haunted house soundly. You know how, like,
I mean, you were in a tomb.
I was in a tomb. I slept like the bottom of a ship. I fell asleep instantaneously.
Whoa.
Slept so deeply.
Oh my God.
But I'll tell you what, Ben did not sleep as deeply. So that night, Ben had a dream that we were like in this house talking to each other. And in his dream, he said, does it kind of feel like this place is like haunted? And I in the dream said like, yeah, it is. And then a voice, not from within Ben's dream, a voice from outside his dream woke him up and said, it is.
No!
Yes! And he woke up, he woke up like with a start, and that did not wake me up. I was like, fully what under the spell of this house.
Fuck? You yes, totally were.
I was.
This is, oh my God. This is like a horror movie.
Yeah, it's really scary. You'd be like, hey,
maybe we should just move here.
Yeah, honestly, I was like, this is here. Fine, this house. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
I know, we're just now just having a chat.
I know, we're just chatting on one microphone.
Whoa.
So that was our first night.
Terrifying.
Really scary.
Jesus Christ.
Really, really scary. But here's the other thing. Ben did not say anything about it to me because we were like just, like, he knew that we just couldn't take another thing. I think both of us, and the place did creep me out too, but I had the same feeling of like, we cannot poke holes in the place that we're staying right now because like, what we need is just a place to put our bodies and our stuff for 4 days just so we can like just live our lives and try to wrap our brains around like what to do with our apartment.
We can be picky later, but not at all.
Okay. And so, so we didn't talk about it at all. The second night we noticed in this basement bedroom, there was a door behind our bed.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
This is a murder base. Yes. This is awful.
You guys. And the bed was bolted to the floor in front of the door.
So that you could not open it.
Yes. Or that something couldn't get out of it.
You guys, yes.
What but in the fuck?
It was crazy.
What the fuck?
Yes.
God.
Yes.
So, oh my God.
It was so creepy. Oh. This door was, so they had like, so the bed was about 6 inches away from the door. And they had like kind of like propped up some like wood and a lamp like that kept the door closed. And we were like, what's behind the door? And we were able to like take this lamp and this piece of wood out so we could open the door about as far as it would open, which was about 6 inches.
Yeah.
And it opened into like the rest of this defunct basement under this whole building.
That's fucking nasty.
It was so creepy. It was many rooms. We couldn't see. We couldn't see like where it started and ended.
Many rooms.
No, yes. No, no, no.
Yes.
This is fucking awful.
It's like telling you this. It is crazy to me how much we didn't just leave right then and
which,
there.
There you go. That's our justification in the horror movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, or when you're like, why don't they just fucking leave? It's like, I guess.
We were desperate.
Yeah. Yes.
And we were both like more emotionally, we were at a point where we thought we might have to move. So we were like,
shit,
had this mold. We were like looking at apartments.
Yeah.
And both of us were in this place where we were like
numb and just.
Exactly. Ugh.
Like,
exactly.
I don't want to deal with another thing.
Yes,
it's sort of like you in space. I'm not dealing with another thing.
Exactly. It was exactly like me in space.
Whoa.
So we opened. We saw this scary basement, dark, limitless,
full of
debris, like a weird, like just a toilet in there. And like, just like, just a bunch of sort of assorted junk.
Ew.
Pitch black.
Ew.
We closed it up. And then for whatever reason, we watched My Girl. Do you remember?
Yeah.
And it came, I like floated into my mind from nowhere. I was like, oh, remember My Girl? And Ben hadn't seen it. And we watched it, which also is just a weird coincidence because that is about a whole house that has a morgue in the basement.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Made a Sultan Fuss and her dad's
a mortician.
Yeah. I didn't remember any of that.
I only remember that dude.
Jamie
getting
Lee
stung
Curtis
by bees.
Comes.
By bees.
Because she's the makeup artist and she does the makeup too sassy on an old lady. Anyway.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit. I got to watch that movie.
It's great.
It's great. It's really about a young girl dealing with like very extreme anxiety problems, which I didn't realize.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Where, like, as a child, you had no idea. And then it's like,
I love when she gets her period and she screams at Thomas J, don't come back for 5 to 7 days.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
As a kid, I had no idea what that meant.
No, me either. No, I don't even like truly as a kid. All I remember is he got stung by bees. And then
that's
it was the first
I
movie I couldn't stop crying at.
Yes.
Yeah.
So sad.
Yeah.
It's so sad.
Jesus
glasses. Jesus glasses.
Glasses. Also, why did they give him an open casket funeral?
I guess they just wanted to see him last time.
Cuckoo.
It's cuckoo.
That's cruel.
Yeah.
That's awful.
Yeah. You should have to, if it's a child, you should have to close it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless they died from being so good looking.
Yeah.
But then, nobody was.
You know,
you can't keep that kid away from me. I gotta look at it. All right. So.
Okay. So.
Oh, shit.
So our third night. So we saw that scary door, truly like close it up. And again, I slept as soundly as the dead. And so then the next night we brought our cat to this Airbnb.
I remember this.
Yeah. Which was like foolish, but we were just trying to figure out like where can we put our cat while these mold people, like these technicians are in our house. And so like long story short, we tried to make a bunch of other arrangements and then ended up having to bring her to this Airbnb. And she was, as you would anticipate, like cats don't love adjusting to a new place.
Yeah.
But usually when like our cat is scared, she'll like hide somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
She'll like find a little spot.
Yeah.
And our cat, her name is June. When we got June into this place, she was like, she immediately was like, get me out of here. Like she stood at the door and just meowed at the door. Would not stop meowing at the door. And then I took her downstairs to the murder basement. And she just started meowing at one spot on the floor.
Fuck that.
Yes. She started meowing at one spot on the floor. And then she would not let us go to sleep. We tried.
My God.
Yes.
Ew.
She would like at 4 a.m. She finally like successfully woke me up because I kept trying to go back to sleep. And then she would like stand in the bed like and meow, meow,
and
meow.
And just being like, get me out of here.
Yeah. Get me out of the scare B&B.
Yeah.
And so at 4 a.m, we packed her up, brought her back to our house. Oh.
It
was terrible. But she was fine. She was fine. We figured out what to do with her while the mole was being removed. But she saw something.
Yes.
Yeah. She was just like, this is bad. It smells. Well, it was like a smelly basement. And she was like, I'm not going down there.
No. And whoa. We were like, what is she looking at? Because she kept going to the same spot.
That's so fucked up.
It was so crazy. So then the next night was our last night. We were in this Airbnb again. I tried to book us for another night because the mole removal was like taking longer.
It was fucking brainwashing. You love that apartment.
I love it.
It was like honestly, the Stanley Hotel where you're like, I want to die here and live here forever.
Yes.
Oh, God.
It was in my brain because I was like, it's nice sleeping in this basement. It doesn't get too bright.
Oh, my God.
And Ben's like, hasn't slept in days and like has bloody eyes.
Yeah, we got to get out of here.
And so I was brainwashed. We like got in bed. We finished watching My Girl. And then that night, fell fast asleep. And as I was going to sleep, we were like talking and I was like, ugh, such a bummer. We have to like find another place to stay. I wish we could have extended this. And Ben was like, well, you know, like at least our Airbnb days are probably close to over, knock on wood. And he like tapped on wood and then he fucking heard a loud knock. Come from the other side of that fucking basement.
No!
That went boom, boom, boom.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Didn't tell me this.
He didn't tell me this until we were out of that house. Because I was like truly like in a fucking haze.
It was going to kill you and you were going to hide.
I was horny for that house.
Oh.
It got me. It tapped back at
horrifying.
Ben. Yes. And the next day we like got out of that house and then we stayed truly like we just went to like a nice hotel and stayed on the highest floor possible. And like I truly like started that was like the first night after this whole mold thing that I started feeling like just a little bit normal.
Yes.
I would have lived in that house forever. That house would have stolen me.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Did you leave a review?
Yeah, a good one, I think.
This house is great. Won't steal your soul.
Oh my God, it was trying to steal your soul.
It was.
Oh.
It was, yeah.
That's an incredible story.
When did Ben tell you all this stuff?
When we were in that hotel, and both of us, because there were things that were creepy to me too. Like one day, like someone definitely was in the house because like there were bathroom supplies there one day that were not there the day before.
What? Madeline?
Yeah. But
you left a good review?
Yeah, I know. I was like, well, they're nice. I lost my key. They had another one.
That's all it takes.
Yeah, it's really, my bar is so low. But there were so many things that both of us had been scared of, but we just were being so protective of each other because both of us knew that like the tug of one thread would have been enough to make us unravel at that point. And so we truly was like, we got out and it was like, it all spilled out of us. It was like an avalanche. We were like, and then this happened and then this happened and I didn't want to tell you this, but it was this.
Oh,
it was like,
oh my God.
And it's that thing that I was talking about like before, like earlier about, I just think maybe not opening myself. I think if I had opened myself up to being able to see everything that was going on, I would have been fully just too scared.
But you had like blinders down. I just have to get through this week.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Jesus.
That's so good and creepy.
It was so scary.
Ew.
It was so scary.
I'm going to go to the house
so
tonight.
I'm so glad you survived.
I'm going to make Betsy stay there tonight.
Fuck you.
I'm renting that
you
place
guys could probably
right
Airbnb,
now.
You could rent it right away.
Of course
it's
probably available.
Probably.
I'm not going.
We're
not on
the I'll be like that cat.
And just meow at the door.
Meow and just poke you awake, being like, bring me back to my house.
Oh my God, that is fucking scary.
It was so scary.
The knocking on the door and the dream that Ben had, that's crazy.
Oh.
It is.
Shit.
Okay.
That's so good.
We're about to wrap up, but yeah. Do you have time to listen to a ghost story real quick?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Okay.
Hey, Bestie and Marcy. I guess this is my story. Back in 2012, there was a baby rattlesnake that was slithering up my driveway, and I'm very scared of snakes, so I had an irrational reaction, but forget that. I thought I was over it, and that night, I took my dog out for a walk, and living in Los Feliz, literally right across from the park, I took my dog for a walk at about 9-ish p.m. and was walking him and walking him, and we got to the, like, open area part that is actually, like, a walking area for people to walk their dogs into the park because we're so close to the park. And on our way back, shortly after exiting that area where he took his, you know, I was starting to feel worried, but then all of a sudden there was this huge gust of wind, like bigger than I've ever felt living there before. It just pushed me back almost. And that reminded me that that rattlesnake, that baby rattlesnake that was crawling up our driveway earlier, was possibly still in the area. And I freaked out. I freaked out hard. And my little dog, my little Shih Tzu, ran home. He ran home hard. And I'm like running back behind him. But then, as I'm running, there was no wind. Nothing had moved. The whole world around me seemed to have stayed exactly the same. That wind that almost pushed me back seemed to have not existed. It was kind of like something told me, hey, remember that snake? Remember that snake? Don't forget that snake. You and your dog are at risk. Run, run home, run, run home. So we did. And we got home safe. No snake bites. But literally, that giant gust of wind didn't seem to affect anything other than me. And maybe my dog. I don't know if he just sensed my worry or he felt the gust as well. But who can ever know? But still, that was the gust of warning that I needed. Love your show. Love you guys. Bye.
Oh, this made me laugh so much because I don't know exactly what happened other than you saw a snake and then later a large gust of wind happened. Unless it was, I might have maybe didn't track it all fully, but
a presence being like, oh, that snake is coming.
No, or like you killed, you know.
Oh yeah,
you killed me, or you killed my snake.
Yeah,
like it's like nature. It feels like it's Mother Nature being like,
you killed my baby snake. You killed my baby snake.
But look, maybe it was easy for you to step on a snake, but look how easy it is for me to step on you.
Did I miss the part about
what did you say? She just saw one.
Look, I'm gonna be honest with you.
Wait, she didn't hurt the snake?
I'm gonna be honest with you. I
think she just saw one in her driveway, and then later that night took her dog and like freaked out with her dog and like freaked out. I was like, let's get out of here. And then later that night was taking the dog on a walk, and then this gust of wind. Was like, whoa, the snake is... Because I don't know if she saw it the second time.
hey, dude, I don't really know. Chris, thank you for sending it, because, boy, if nothing else, I know that I had, like, a lot of feelings listening to that. Like, one, there was a lot of rain.
Yeah. So actually, the rain was great.
That would be
really added
it
to the
put me in a place where I was, like, I felt like I was, like, high listening to it. I don't know. There was a lot going on there. But, yeah. Madeline.
That's wild.
Remember that snake.
Remember that snake.
And if there is a gust of wind and nothing else is moved around, that's fucking scary.
I believe that.
Yeah.
I don't know that it, I mean, who knows whether it was related to the snake or not, but that feels.
That's a ghost gust. I'm guessing this is Griffith Park. Yeah. And that shit is haunted. Yes. We've talked about it. Griffith Park is fucking spooky as shit.
Even if you weren't, if that was not a sign from the wind gods about a tiny snake in your driveway, it definitely was like a feeling of eeriness that I totally understand.
Oof.
Yeah. Oh, well, Madeline, this has been
so delightful.
Fun. Thank you guys so much for having me. Tell everybody where to find you.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Well, I mean,
They don't have to come to Instagram? Your house.
Depending on the day, I may or may not have deleted it from my phone.
Even if you want to plug it all.
You guys should come to Search History.
Search
History. I didn't know if I was allowed to say it because you already said it.
No,
come to Search History 11 p.m. at UCB Franklin every Sunday.
Yeah.
It's the best.
It's so fun.
It's so fun. We love it so much.
Watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine. You'll see Madeline on it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And then you have an episode, too, coming up. Thanks so much, Madeline.
Thank you, guys.
Yay! Yeah, thank you so much for listening to A Funny Feeling.
If you have a paranormal experience that you would like to share, please send us a voice memo, or you can email us just a letter at funnyfeelingpod@gmail.com. I'm Marcy.
I'm Betsy. And don't shit your pants!
That was a HeadGum Podcast.